Good afternoon, everybody. I have notes because I'm being podcast, and without notes, I seem to say quite rude things, and I'm very worried that the City of Bristol will be sued, so this is the insurance policy. So I'm sorry if I go a little bit slowly. I've been involved in the Building Schools for the Future initiative. I was lucky enough to be asked to provide the vision in the first place, and my role now is making sure that I keep the vision alive and that it doesn't get lost in the dust of the building work. Okay. Now, I've been asked to provide you with a small amount of local context. So here's some local context. Chris Woodhead, the man many educators love to hate, a special friend to Bristol, shows a particular interest in us, which is very, very kind of him. The sad thing for me is that I really agree with this statement. We have some very, very serious issues. Mr. Woodhead, not particularly enamoured of technology generally, not that impressed with the idea of BSF. And again, you know, that was a glaringly obvious statement, but true. Okay. Building Schools for the Future. When we consider Building Schools for the Future, the emphasis should be on the word future. Certainly not on the word building, and personally not even that interested in schools. We need to be preparing young people for their time yet to come. Now, in Bristol in 2005, we were the worst performing local authority on the GCSE league tables. We're still down the bottom, now we're the second worst, but we are also one of the fastest improving, and that's because we're harnessing ICT. So if some of the rest of you would ignore ICT for a while, we'd be able to catch up just a little bit more. Okay, last Chris Woodhead quote, I really do have my limit. This is what Chris thinks the answer is in Bristol. And if we just change a couple of the words, lose those, please. If we change the word discipline and put in engagement and motivation, then we do have here really the basis for my ICT vision. Quite visually pleasing throwing all these bits of paper on the floor, but I really can't think of how else to do it. This present style of education that we've got in Bristol, it really does have to stop. We cannot expect young people who have a huge amount of choice in every other aspect of their lives when it comes to education to settle for something that equates to an uncool pair of trainers in the wrong size. This is a ICT-enabled sea creature. A very impressive PowerPoint slide. Thank you, Michael, who constructed it. If you want to ask questions, this will be the thing to ask questions about. These are the technologies that are allowing us to do things differently. The things that we want to do. We want to create a safer environment for students and teachers. If you have to be in school, if it's legally something that's got to happen, then schools must be safe. It will also help us provide personalised learning pathways for every student. In our vision, they set their own goals, the IT tracks their progress, and allows them to see, quite literally, the point of everything that they're learning. The technology we're using will alert us to gaps that need to be addressed. Personally, I have every sympathy for kids who play up in classrooms. If they don't understand the relevance of what they're being taught, and if it's at the wrong level, then it's not very surprising that they're not engaged. So I find it quite unbelievable that supermarkets know more about children's eating habits than we do about their learning habits. And they're with us for years and years. You know, I think some sort of loyalty card really might be in order. So we're going for a smart card for all the students and harnessing that technology. We need parents to play a greater role. If we don't engage with parents, we'll fail, because their interest is what gives education worth. Now, we have a rather ambitious 24/7 access idea, and I'm after a one-to-one ratio of devices. We're going to be doing this by refusing to accept the fact that there's good technology and bad technology. I think in the past, bad technology has been the stuff that parents buy that schools lock up, and good technology is the stuff that schools can't afford. All right? So, as far as I'm concerned, there's only technology, and our job is to utilise it for education. But the thing I want most from the huge investment that we're making is to create an environment where students play an active part in their education. And our managed learning environment is built around that. Active learners. I've even animated my PowerPoint just to make sure that you see that. Okay, thank you. Just to finish, before I introduce you to our commercial partners who are helping us in this vision. This was amazing. This was in a Bristol primary school last week. Haven't been able to show it to Mr. Woodhead yet, but these girls are using Google SketchUp. Google SketchUp linked to Google Maps and then to Google Earth. They are designing their own schools for the future, and the animations and simulations that they did are better than any of the ones I've seen from the BSF architects. I just think that is quite a challenge. Thank you. Right, this is Tony Garrity. Tony works for Northgate Solutions, and Northgate are our commercial partner in Bristol, helping us achieve our vision. Tony's going to speak, and then we'll both be available to answer your questions.
Thank you, Eileen. Can everybody hear me at the back okay? Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, Eileen, if you don't mind coming behind me so you can do my clicking. So my name's Tony Garrity, I'm the BSF Services Director for Northgate Information Solutions. And I'm going to, by way of introduction, just give you a little bit of background as to Northgate. So Northgate have been involved in educational ICT for over 20 years. For the last 5 years, we've been delivering a managed service to 1,200 schools across Northern Ireland. And we're delivering that to very high standards and high levels of customer satisfaction. So we've had lots of opportunity to build and gain experience and develop that expertise and bring that forward towards the BSF proposition. So what I'd like to talk today about is a little bit in more detail about the BSF proposition. But what BSF is all about for us is working in partnership with the educationalists and other consortia within the organisation. So Bristol, if you remind ourselves, being a Pathfinder project, was the very first fully integrated local education partnership, and that has been very interesting to work with our partners in that type of environment. But essentially what we want to do by delivering the ICT managed service is let people concentrate on the core competencies. We want teachers to teach, learners to learn, and not worry about the technology. We want them to go into that classroom and not care where it comes from or how it got there. They just want it to work. And when they use the systems, we want them to have good educational outputs from the use of those systems. We want it to become that fifth utility, just like the gas, the water and the air that is available within schools. But we want to do it in partnership both with the schools, the local authority and the teachers within that organisation. Because we want to facilitate, say, that transformation. And with that robust and reliable infrastructure, you're going to get the people with increased confidence, you're removing the barriers, so you then can start to transform the learning process using ICT as an enabler. But it's got to be a flexible service. It's got to be a service where we want to not stifle innovation, we want to bring new technologies into the environment so it can be evaluated, assessed and available to the relevant people within the organisation. So I'm going to talk about three component parts of that overall offering. I'm going to talk about the managed service itself, the managed learning environment or the learning platform, and I'm also going to talk a little bit about the online catalogue that could be available. Thanks, Eileen. So first of all, talking about the managed service, we want to develop a culture which is around service excellence and continuous improvement. And we've committed to a very high level of outputs and key performance indicators, which are underpinned by a performance payment mechanism to guarantee that we deliver the outputs to the school and we minimise any disruption within the school as problems arise. It's got to be a flexible service so new technologies can be brought in. And we want to build up the partnership, the trust and the rapport by having very much school-based presence with Northgate engineers. They would be backed up by the back office systems and the regional delivery units and the national delivery units that we have across the Northgate organisation. But when things do go wrong, we want to provide a speedy resolution. We want to have the right engineer available with the right skills and the right tools so that they can interact with that teacher or learner to make sure that that problem is resolved quickly for them. But we're not about just being reactive, we're designing the systems and the service so that we have a high level of proactivity, so that we are trying to anticipate problems before they have any impact upon the school. And we're doing that through a series of processes and tools which will monitor the systems and give us early alerts so that we can take action without it having any effect upon the learning process. But we do recognise as well that there are a lot of schools with a lot of investment made in legacy hardware and legacy software. And we are not being too prescriptive that the solution is what we dictate it will be. We recognise that they have those systems there, they may fulfil a local need, and we want to work with the schools to bring those systems over so they can be integrated into the service, and then we can deliver those high levels of outputs against those. Moving on to the managed learning environment or the learning platform, we very much took the approach with Bristol that there wasn't a solution which was available which addressed all of their needs. So we worked very closely with Bristol to understand exactly what their educational outputs were and what they wanted to achieve to support their strategy and vision. And we've gone through an extensive analysis programme and development to develop a managed learning environment which will fulfil some of those needs. And it's got to be a solution that is going to deliver a rich media environment to the right student at the right time whenever they need it. So that's going to motivate them and engage them in the learning process. But there's also a lot of data out there that resides both within the schools, at the authority level, and if you're looking at the Every Child Matters agenda, for example, that's going to get even wider because Children and Young People Services are going to be holding lots of data on individual students or children that could be presented back in to the environment so that the right information is pushed to the right user so that they can then have it in a contextual format so that they can start to use that to make informed decisions. Just give you an example of that. Could be a situation where there's a parents' evening where the teacher has at their disposal the information via web portal technologies, all of the information that can help them discuss the assessment of that individual student, the attainment and the attendance. And all of that information is to hand through one single sign-on. We're expecting one of the key components to support collaboration, and that's not only just across the school, but across the authority and also across the wider educational community so that we can share the good practice that's going on within the schools that are connected to the similar systems. And we want to harness portable technologies, personal technologies that people have, because we recognise that we want it to be available 24 hours a day so whenever they want to learn, they can partake in the system and actually use it at their leisure, you know, what's suitable for them and supporting their different learning style. We want to harness supportable technologies like the next generation of game consoles, like the mobile phones, or like maybe some legacy equipment at home that has a simple web browser. Because we're building into the solution some thin client technologies so that the students can experience the rich environment that they have at school on a very low-spec PC with a compatible web browser in the home, or maybe even on the media centre that the home may have to connect to the resources that are available 24/7 across the web. But we want it to be personalised. It's got to be tailored for the right individual. The right information pushed to the right stakeholder in the right contextual format so they can make meaningful decisions and use that system to promote and enhance the learning process. We also are providing a catalogue to try and protect the investment that schools are making in the solution. We're trying also with this really to simplify what is a very complex supply chain system, and we're providing the front interface to that technology and that complexity. And we are approving the actual systems that are going to go into there, so they're fully validated and tested before they go into that catalogue. So there's a peace of mind that when the teachers buy a new system or the schools buy new systems, they will work and connect to the network and be delivered with the same guaranteed set of outputs and high levels of service. That's got to be a flexible and a responsive service, because we have to make sure that it's a compelling proposition, good value for money, and it has all of the new technologies available as soon as possible so they can be used. We've also learned quite a lot in Bristol on working with our consortium partner Skanska Education. We're thoroughly involved in the design process, and that design process, yes, does talk about the typical things that you would expect, like heat outputs, technical specifications, but we're now starting to have a sort of dialogue which is about learning spaces. It's about ICT within those learning spaces, how appropriate it is, and also how the students and the teachers may engage with that technology as they work their way through all the different learning spaces within the building. We can also integrate on the FM system this additional set of data via the managed learning environment. So if the teacher wanted to see what the student had been eating, what nutritional information was contained with what they'd been eating, because all of these types of things could have an impact on the learning process for that individual student. But the key challenge that we've set ourselves really is we want to deliver customer success. We want to work with our partners to understand their aims and objectives so that we can actually support them in achieving those sorts of ambitions that they have. And this list is not exhaustive, and I'm sure this list will change, but these are some of the things that we're trying to address with the technology that's being deployed. And the challenge that we set the solutions team that is, if it's not having a direct impact on one of these areas, why are we doing it? Because we don't want to do technology for technology's sake. We want to put technology in place which will deliver the learning outcomes and the success that the educationalists need and want. And that's the end of the presentation. We're happy now to take any questions.
From City of Nottingham, BSF program. What was the sort of scale percentage-wise that you put into CPD or currently putting into CPD and change management with the staff across the schools that you work with?
If we just look upon it as training and change management, when I looked at the huge amount of money we had at our disposal for BSF, and I looked at other similar projects, we were the pathfinder, so there wasn't anything exactly the same, but similar projects. In review, the one thing that people always thought was rather bad value for money was the training that had been provided. No, this is nothing to do with Northgate, they've not provided anything, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying in other circumstances. And I think the reason for that is that when you're working in education, the training, there should be some technical training, but the vast majority of it should be pedagogical. Glad I said that right for the podcast. And consequently, it's a good idea if it's delivered by other educators. So in fact, we've spent very, very little of our money on training, and what we've asked is that our city learning centres are engaged in the training part.
Thank you. Question?
like ones we can answer. It's a very, very big thing that we're trying to do in Bristol. I mean, transforming education using ICT, I think is about as close as we're getting, yeah? And consequently, if we do all the change at once, we have very, very little chance of succeeding. So where possible, we are trying to bring the VLE element of the MLE in as soon as possible. And we've got one school where it's already in and others where we're considering taking it in. Because you can't expect teachers and students to make the big change all at once. So the answer is yes, and I'm very pleased that we are.
Thank you. Is your MLE solution something that's modular from something that you've inherited previously, or is it a complete rewrite, new build?
It's a complete rewrite, new build, but in order to make sure that we don't waste money, where there are things in existence that we can adapt and enhance, we're adapting and enhancing rather than starting from scratch. For example, we're utilising the Fronter VLE because there are very, very many aspects of that that I think are excellent, but Northgate are working on the slightly changing certain other aspects in order to make it particularly user-friendly.
Just to add to that, the MLE is a pretty open framework, and we're trying to design that MLE so that it is modular in its approach, and if there was another virtual learning environment for a different authority or a different MIS system, we could use that open framework to drop those components within.